5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go!
Good afternoon, everybody, and thank you for joining me on your new favorite show. It's your boy Roy on SRQ Talk, and it starts right now.
Yay!
Oh, thank you.
Yes, sir. You got it. Back tuned in and locked in with your boy Roy here, SRQ Talk. Little Friday, you know it as Thursday on your calendar, November 5th, 2020. Good afternoon, everybody, and I hope everybody's staying corona-free. Tension free with this damn election that we can't get results from, man. We're at the edge of our seat. It's coming down to the wire. Just a couple of damn slow paced states that have not reported. Yesterday we only had a 30 minute show. That's right, 26 minutes if you want to be correct. It's your boy Roy, SRQ Talk, baby. Today's show is sponsored to you by our good friends over there, our online t-shirt company, srqtshirts.com, baby. They're back sponsoring the show, giving a break from all our other sponsors that want to get in. Why do they want to get in? Because the damn numbers are off the chain internationally, 9 countries. I like to welcome the damn Roy's Rowdy Rebels in the damn UK, England, London, Wales, baby. Locking it up, Ireland being our first opted-in international country. We always hold a space in our heart for the damn Irish community. And buena tarde, Mexico. What's up, Mexico? Oh, yeah, Mexico. By the way, I see that your damn American, damn Mexican-American is voting for Biden out there in Arizona and in damn Miami-Dade, even though there's no Mexicans in Dade County. There's everything else in South America. That's the real melting pot, the 305. Oh, yeah, 305 couldn't catch up to Northport, huh? Northport took a turn again and took, what is it? I think third or fourth place. We'll go over the number. Is he talking about his numbers again?
Whatever.
That's right, I am, because they got to be acknowledged. They're the big, damn, big-ass gorilla in the room, man. A podcast that only started on July 3rd, had a season one with 37 damn episodes, and now we're in season two. You're locked in to episode, what is it? Episode 19. You're damn right it is. It's Little Friday here, man, and we're broadcasting like we do Monday through Friday, every day here for 1 hour a day from the Paradise City of Sarasota, Florida. We like to bring them to the front of the line on all local news, even though this damn election is taking over our TVs, taking over our life like the COVID-19 did back in March and over the summer. But your boy Roy here is not your scripted damn radio. We don't have an agenda. Like, for instance, I'll tell you what, there's people right now that are saying that that Sleepy Joe, which I'm impressed with. I mean, Sleepy Joe, I didn't think you were going to get this much race and make it a race like you have. The hats off to the Biden team and the campaign team. A lot of money, I guess, was raised. He did run a lot of commercials and stuff. He did emphasize on key states. He had a plan. Sleepy Joe had a plan, and he might be your next president. All he needs is one state. There are a couple of states, just because, yeah. So srqtshirts.com, guys, that's one of our original sponsors of the show. They're an online local t-shirt company. Go visit them at www.srqtshirts.com. They specialize in statement t-shirts, and we have a promo code there. You put in SRQ Talk, and you're going to get 10% off of your total purchase there. Lock it up, srqtshirts.com. Go visit them. They're sponsoring the first half of the show. We'll go 1 hour today, 30 minutes in the front, 30 minutes on the flip side that we like to call the SRQ Sports Show. We'll be talking sports, and we got a damn NFL game today, Thursday Night Football. We'll be distracting us here from the elections, because guess what? I mean, we're not going to see results up to, I heard it in damn Michigan and North Carolina. It could be until next Friday, guys. So right now, all eyes on the damn state of Georgia, which they rank on my audience. I do got an audience there in Atlanta, and that and Atlanta is the one that's being counted right now. A judge, bad news for the Trump front, man. A judge in Georgia has dismissed a lawsuit by the state Republican Party and the President Donald Trump campaign that asked him to ensure a coastal county was following state laws on the preceding absentee ballots, man. So coastal county is being questioned by the Republican Party, but a judge put a damn stamper to that. Catham County Superior Court Judge James Bass did not provide an explanation for the decision Thursday at the close of a roughly one-hour hearing. The county includes the heavily Democratic city of damn Savannah, where I spent Hurricane Irma in damn Savannah. And guess what? The Middle Eastern community, they're damn running that place off I-95. They're running all the hotels and the gas stations out there. Tips out to the Middle Eastern community. We have the country of Turkey opting in, representing the Middle Eastern community on the SRQ talk show with your boy Roy here. The suit has raised concerns about 33 absentee ballots that poll observers said were not part of the original batch of ballots. County election officials testified that all 53 ballots have been received on time. There you go, man. A judge in Georgia putting the stop to the Trump campaign on accusing them of not having all the ballots. Somebody put their hand on a stack of damn Bibles and possibly perjured themselves, or at least put themselves in a position. And they testified that 53 ballots have been received on time. Lock it up there. It must be true. If they have a judge in front of them, they got a stack of Bibles in there. I don't think that they're going to risk the perjury charges there for lying. So we got to take it like we do every result here in free America, baby. But your freedom has a ticking clock on it. America, I guess, wants socialism, baby. There you go. Biden, handouts, big government in your face all the time, and have other ethnic races go ahead and bully you, including the Latin and Black community. That's right. You heard it here. Your boy Roy said it to you, because I ain't got a scripted damn show. I don't edit my show. I don't have a damn agenda, okay? I'm not trying to be cool and try to get ratings. Guess what? Because your boy Roy has ratings off the damn Dizzo. That's right. We're about 8 minutes in, because your time flies with your boy Roy. I'd like for you to interact with the show. Drop me an email at srqtalk@gmail.com, or better yet, let your damn voice be heard. If it's any good, your boy Roy's going to play it on the air and make you SRQ Talk famous. How do I leave a message? You go to srqtalk.com, hit the message button, and there you go. You'll be off to the races. 60 seconds. You have no problem finding the show, because like I said this morning, how about my ladies? Good morning, ladies. At 63% and unprecedented 63% from the days that we were at 32 and crying like a damn two-year-old at a department store and throwing ourselves on the floor. We amped it up, tweaked the show, and guess what? Ladies tuning in at 63%, my friend. Don't hate because your podcast don't have women. Mine does. New, fresh, local, and damn worldwide. I told you, we got Ireland, England, Mexico, Germany, Turkey, Netherlands, Singapore, Colombia, and the damn motherland of Spain is opted into the SRQ talk show. According to Spotify, Anchor, and damn Google Analytics, he hits the bugle button so much. Whatever. Damn, I'm going to hit it again for you. There you go. That's for you, you damn hater. You freaking Biden lover, man. So things are not looking good here, for Trump, man. And he's saying that they're cheating. These are the states, okay? Because we, you know what, we always say that we're gonna bring Manatee County and damn Sarasota. where my numbers are. They're number three listenership in Sarasota. And you're not, and for the first time ever, okay, the damn king of the mountain, which is Fort Myers, my biggest audience in the whole damn state of Florida, is being threatened by some county called damn Pinellas County. Apparently, it's a beautiful bridge away, the Sky Dam Bridge. Right over that bridge, baby, right by Tropicana Stadium, where your St. Petersburg Rays. Oh, yeah. Did he say St. Petersburg? Whatever. I thought they were Tampa. Whatever. No, they're damn St. Pete. They play in downtown St. Petersburg, the ones that choked it up at the damn World Series. Yeah, and Blake Snell questioning his manager after he got him to the damn World Series on why he got out. Get out of here, Blake Snell. Once you're one more year for you, and guess what? They're going to dump you like a sack of potatoes because you're going to be asking for too much money. You're a damn crybaby, Snell, okay? Making all these remarks and showing up your damn manager that got you to the damn World Series, the damn St. Petersburg Rays, man, overachieved this year. Congratulations to you, even though you damn choked it up in the World Series, okay? St. Pete off the damn chain on the numbers, threatening Fort Myers to take over the damn show. St. Petersburg listening in record damn numbers, man. And let's go back. I mean, even though I want to go over the states that are still outstanding here, some of the battleground states in this damn 2020 election that goes on forever. It just never ends, man. There's no OT. There's no late field goals. There's no nothing. But you know what it is? Even though my damn numbers are in the damn toilet in Bradenton, they're the damn bottom, the gum on the bottom of your damn shoe, man, on this show. They refuse to damn opt into the show. And who can blame them, man? This is a damn classy show. And that's why people like Fort Myers, St. Pete, Sarasota, and Northport took the lead again over damn 305. What's 305? It's damn Miami, you damn bitch. 305, where they take it into the house, man. Mr. 305. Bradenton woman, and I saw a picture of her here. Blue eyes, brunette, baby. She's kind of hot, if you ask me. Bradenton woman has been arrested and charged with second-degree murder in the shooting death of her damn husband, man. The shooting happened in September, according to investigators. Ashley Benefield shot her husband, Doug G. Benefield, following an argument in their damn residence. Ashley claimed that the shooting was self-defense during a domestic argument. Detectives say they found no evidence that he was acting in self-defense, that she was acting in self-defense when she fired multiple shots at her husband. She claimed he was attacking her, but detectives found, again, no signs that she had been physically abused. The couple had recently separated and were in the midst of a damn custody battle. She turned herself into the Manatee County Jail. There you go, keeping you in the know. In Manatee County, in Bradenton, more than anything, man. Unbelievable. They don't want to tune into the show. What else do we got with you? Keep our eye on the clock here. And this is another disturbing story for the damn Latin community that includes myself. Manatee Sheriff Department needs help in locating this damn dreck, disgrace to the damn Latin race. Manatee County Sheriff's officials are searching for a man named Moises Martinez, you damn disgrace, who is wanted for robbery. Oh, the stimulus check wasn't enough for you, right? Unemployment at record numbers aren't good enough for you, right? You have to go in robbery. Let's find out here before we damn convict Moises on the damn air here at the SRT talk show. And the deputies are asking for any damn rats or snitches, anyone who has seen him, to call the sheriff's office at 941-747-3011. For the hard of hearing, that's damn the area code of SRQ in Bradenton, 941-747-3011, or Crime Stoppers at 1-866-634-TIPS. There you go. Keeping you in the know, man. You want to snitch out Moises damn Martinez. It doesn't show what he robbed, who he robbed. I mean, we got questions, man. Moises, if you're out there, man, just turn yourself in, dude. It's only a damn robbery charge. Get your damn life together, Moises. Make the damn Latin community proud, man. I know you got a mom out there that right now is damn throwing up. Come on, Moises. Do the right thing, buddy. And turn yourself in, man. You still got time. You look like a young man. We can probably shave you, get you a nice damn, you know, sideburn cut there, and damn cut that damn spick mustache you got going in. That little fur you got going there is not doing it for me. Come on, Moises. Damn, Moises Martinez is still out there, guys. If you want to snitch him out, 941-747-3011. The deputies are asking there in the Manatee County Sheriff's Office, man, keeping you in the know. It's your boy Roy, SRQ Talk, Season 2, Episode 18. We're damn amped up, man. We're feeling anxiety, man, with this damn election, man. Hey, Georgia, I don't know what the hell is your problem, Georgia. Can't get it together, man. Start counting the votes, man. Let me get a sip of my damn Starbucks dark roasted Pike, lock it up. His show is always the same.
Whatever.
That's what we got to say. We got to say, blow it at you. There you go, man. That was a good wet one for you. That's right. We're losing our crap here with this 2020 election, man. Now that we kept our promise there and kept Bradenton, well, not Bradenton, man. Let's not give him credit, man. I got people in damn Parrish and Palmetto. Manatee County is the reason why I start out with your news, their local news. When it's bad news, it's damn Bradenton and Manatee County. There you go. At least they're consistent, man. And for not to leave out my damn Sarasota people that are number three behind St. Petersburg in audience here on the SRQ Talk Show, like they should be. The RL Taylor received stock of rapid tests. We didn't get into this story yesterday, even though we knew about it, that the test, they were going to close down the RL Center there after being unable to provide rapid COVID-19 testing Wednesday. The RL Taylor Community Complex, and we told you that's over by 34th Street over there by Washington, man, lock it up, has restocked. They restocked supplies of the tester kits. Way to go there, RL. You were only one day behind. The RL Taylor was unable to do tests yesterday due to an issue with their damn supplier. Come on, get it together, man. There's damn a lot of suppliers that can supply the damn community complex there, the RL Taylor, to you, bitch. Officials confirm that they received a new shipment and will distribute them until the supplies are damn exhausted. The eagle landed, man. Basically is what they're telling you out there in the RL Taylor community complex, man. You could go get your rapid COVID test now, amp it up. They got it together, keeping you in the know locally here. And let's get back to this damn 2020 presidential election, because we're damn obsessed with it, man. I'll tell you what now. But this is a similar situation of what happened last 2016 with damn Hillary Clinton, okay? Where she was looking like she was going to take it at last minute. And when the numbers came in, it was damn President Trump that took it in. She lost Wisconsin, and supposedly damn Biden won Wisconsin, even though it is being contested and there will be a possible recount in the damn state of Wisconsin, where how many viewers, how many listeners in Wisconsin, in Green Bay, Milwaukee, anybody out there? Nobody out there. Damn Drek, Wisconsin doesn't want to participate in the show here. Unlike other states that have, let me see here. I wanted to get to, let's go ahead and refresh this, get the latest. I told you about the Georgia judge dismissing a lawsuit from that damn little county over there, supposedly being accused of taking late votes there, mail-in votes. Let's see. Let's just close out of that, and let's go into the damn all eyes on the battleground vote counts as anxious nation waits. Yeah, we're waiting, man. You kidding me, man? This is getting crazy, man. Right now, and the problem I have is that some damn network, some fake news is reporting Biden having 264 because they're probably giving them Arizona or Michigan. And there's other news networks where I'm getting my news, which is still direct. Don't get me wrong. It's still fake news, okay? It's still agenda news. But you got no choice these days. You got to go to someone. I went to NBC, NBCnews.com, okay? And they're really treading lightly, okay? They don't want to be the one to call a state and then be wrong about it like they did in 16. Biden, they have at 253, Trump at 214. They're showing the open states that have not had officially. We got Trump in Georgia with an itsy bitsy little lead there, 49.5 compared to Biden's 49.2. It's about a difference. Let me see. Trump's got 2,436,326. Biden's got 2,423,107. So you're basically looking about 13,000 votes in difference. 98% of the vote is in. You would think that Georgia is won, but you just never know with these things. But I'll tell you what. Trump, you better hope you get Georgia. Okay, I got Georgia on my show. They're just getting passed by Dan Virginia in the state of Washington that's amped up. And then North Carolina, okay, this is the North Carolina that says that we might not get results until and tomorrow. I mean, are you kidding me? I mean, what the hell is going on in North Carolina, man? Are you Neanderthal? Are you counting the votes by damn hand? Are you kidding me, man? Having the human element of being able to cheat there, man. You know, you're counting both by hand. Are you damn in 1920 or are we in 2020? Do it like Florida did, baby. Florida, congratulations to Florida for getting the vote right, getting it right, and getting it out there for the damn American people, man. Florida was wrapped up damn 2 days ago, man. Come on, North Carolina. Get with it, man. Damn Tar Heels. Damn Carolina Panthers, and I hope damn Christian McCaffrey comes back, man. I'm going into a Thursday night here. I got to see if I got any players tonight's game, and I don't even know who's playing, man. I'm all wrapped up with this damn election, man. Let's keep our eye on the time because we only get 30 minutes in the front, 30 in the back. It's a one-hour show here daily, Monday through Friday, SRQ Talk. We'd like to thank SRQTshirts.com. We encourage you to go get yourself a damn shirt over there, a statement damn t-shirt from SRQTshirts.com, man. Put in SRQ Talk at checkout there in the promo code there. That's SRQ Talk Show. I think it's SRQ Talk. That's what it is. You'll get 10% off there. Lock it up, man. Don't say your boy Roy don't give you anything, man. Participate in the show, SRQTalk@gmail.com, or go to our website, www.srqtalk.com. Hit the message button. Anchor will give you 60 seconds. You have no problem finding the show, but we are broadcasting live from the Paradise City of Sarasota from the Anchor Podcast. But you can find us on Breaker Radio, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Spotify, SoundCloud, CastBox, Himalaya, Lock It Up. Your boy Roy's everywhere. Truth of the matter, you go to any search engine, Google, Yahoo, what is it? Damn Bing, or you're an old fart, you go to damn AOL, man. Go to any search engine, you put in SRQ Talk Show, and your boy Roy's going to dominate the page like we're dominating the most western part of Florida here, including the damn St. Pete that can't turn off the damn podcast, man. They're loving it. They're downloading like damn maniacs over there in the SRQ Talk Show. They're huge fans out there in St. Pete, man, threatening our number one city, which is damn Fort Myers, for the love of Lehigh Acres, Cape Coral. Is he talking about his numbers again? Whatever. That's right. We're going to amp it up here. We only got a couple minutes left on this half of the show. Just to be clear, we did keep promises, and we did tell you that little Ashley Benefield, okay, from damn Bradenton, Manatee County, that is being accused of killing her damn husband, Doug G. Benefield. We told you her story. She got arrested. That incident happened in damn September. And then we told you about our damn disgrace to the damn race, Moises Martinez, that is still out there. He's being accused of robbery. Not really sure if he robbed a person, a store. They don't damn tell us, man. But anyway, if you want to snitch him out, the Manatee Sheriff's Office is asking for your help at 941-747-3011. Crime Stoppers is also involved at 1-866-634-TIPS. Even though we didn't tell you about the R.L. Taylor Community Center there in Sarasota on 34th Street, they amped it up, man. And they got their crap together with their damn supplier. And now they have the rapid COVID-19 testing available. There you go. The R.L. Taylor Community Complex is amping up. They're back in action. They're back open. And the states here, man, Georgia, we just told you, squeaky lead there, man. Not too much of a lead there, about 17,000 votes. North Carolina slow stepping us there. And we probably won't see their results, even though Trump is leading there by a good 80,000 votes. But only 95% of the precincts are in there in North Carolina. And then, of course, some networks have given by Sleepy Joe there, Arizona or in Michigan. Some other networks are holding off a little bit because calling it too early. Some networks have it at 264 for Biden and Trump at 214. But I go by NBCNews.com that is treading lightly on reporting this. They don't mind. They even said it themselves on their live network that they don't mind being second or third to report it. They got Biden at 253, Trump at 214. Arizona seems like Arizona for some reason, and Trump has a serious problem because I just to keep you in the know, for the first time ever, I believe, and you can email the show at srqtalk@gmail.com if I'm wrong about this, but from what I've heard and read, that it's the first time that any Democratic president might take damn Arizona, man. It's huge, man. So they're already giving it to Biden. Biden is up about 69,000 votes, but guess what? Only 86% of the people have votes. So there's still a good 14% of the vote out there. Trump is definitely questioning damn Arizona's numbers. You can't believe they're that close, but hey, maybe the 14% will come. Trump really does need Arizona, at least block him from getting it. And then this is another one. Trump is up 62.9% to 33%, even though it's only three electoral votes. And I understand that only damn 55% is in Alaska. Damn slow happening in Alaska. I know it's damn cold over there, man. You're probably in the dark, okay? But amp it up, Alaska, man. You got too many damn TV shows out there, Below Zero, and amp it up. I saw Below Zero. I like all those damn Alaska Frontier, all that crap I like, man. I tune into all that crap, man. But they're too busy. They're too cool over there in Alaska, man. They say we ain't going to be rushed, man. We're out here in the middle of damn nowhere. He hits the bugle button so much.
Whatever.
It's my show. I do what I want, and the numbers are damn off the chain, Mitch. That's why. And you keep tuning in. So another state here, Pennsylvania, that Trump has a handsome lead. There's 20 electoral votes. Huge there. He's up by about 112,000 votes. 92% are in. The problem is the damn city of damn Philadelphia. Okay, still needs to bring in, and that's a heavily Democratic. I mean, Biden as well, like over 80%, man, in Philadelphia. Really, you guys want socialism so bad over there. Who else? Let me see. Wisconsin's being challenged, even though they're giving the check mark to Biden there. 99% is in. He squeaked 49.4 to 48.8. Even though he squeaked, that's the one that's going to be recounted, I'm sure. And again, if I'm wrong, you let me know. Another huge one that Biden's just got by a hair is Nevada. 99% of the vote is in Nevada. Biden 49.4, Trump 48.5. This is 8 electoral votes, man. He gets this, and he gets what the other one that they're saying, Arizona, and guess what? Sleepy Joe's going to be your next president, and you'll have socialism, and you'll get exactly what you, this is Alaska. They don't want Alaska to count Alaska. That'll be 3 for Trump. Georgia will be 16 if that lead hangs on. 20 in Pennsylvania. North Carolina is looking good for Trump, too. So, Nevada or Arizona, man. Trump needs to win them all, baby. You need to win. Yes, we are back with the second half of the SRQ Talk Show, better known as the SRQ Sports Show. It's your boy Roy here, Little Friday. You know it as Thursday, November 5th, 2020. And yeah, we're all damn amped up as usual. We are going to try to distract ourselves from this damn anxiety-ridden damn election 2020. Some states are not as amped up as us, man, and the votes are not still in. Congratulations to Florida for getting the damn votes into the American people really quick there. We do appreciate that. We don't like for waiting around for these damn results, time to damn cheat, and all kinds of things. But this is not a political show. If you want that, go to damn Rush Limbaugh. Or go to all those other directors. Plenty of damn political direct agenda radio out there, one-sided, axes to grind, not this. This is new, fresh, local, and damn worldwide, 9 countries, over about 14 states in the damn U.S. here, and some of these states that we have are Biden states. Lock it up. SRQ Talk with your boy Roy, man. This segment of the show is also sponsored to you by WagerLock.com. It's our sports section of the one-hour show that we broadcast live from the Paradise City of Sarasota Monday through Friday here. WagerLock.com, man. Most transparent gambling website. They're more of a sports consulting company. They, their goal and belief for their clients are to build wealth through the damn sports wagering instead of your damn direct 401k and your legal gambling, the stock market and all that. They're going to give you one boring one straight up bet. They're not going to subscribe to your damn 14 team teasers and 7 team parlays and if bets and live betting. None of that is happening on wagerlock.com. You want one win, one straight up win. This is perfect for anybody that bets $25, $50, or $100, even $1,000 on game. If you want to bury your bookie or you want to get out of 6 feet under yourself, do yourself a favor. They guarantee their pick. They're going to ask you for 2 pieces of information. They're going to ask you for your damn email so they can email you the lock of the day. And then they're going to ask you for your damn which type of credit card for the $19.99 charge that they're going to charge you. But they guarantee their pick if it doesn't come in for some damn reason. Okay. They're not going to charge you. They're going to refund your money back. WagerLock.com. If you need a win tonight, we have actually several games. Not only do the Green Bay Packers and San Francisco 49ers Kittle-less, they are minus George Kittle, minus Dan Garoppolo. They're everybody's going down. They don't have Coleman. They don't have anybody, man, on that team. Okay. They're telling me to go pick up Jamichael Hasty. Okay, the running back that'll be starting for the 49ers today. I'm telling you, man, my fantasy league, man, they're all over it here. These 12, these 11 cats that I play with, man, they're damn amped up. It's the 16th season of Miami Dynasty Football League. that I participate all 16 years of that, commenced in 2004. We're in 2020 now. And we're celebrating our 16th year, man. It's a 12-man PPR. That's points per reception for you, keeping you in the know there. And I'm 3-5, man. Came out at a 1-4 start. My running back situation's depleted. Eckler went down. My poster boy that my team, C-Mac Attack, is named after, Christian Dan McCaffrey, he went down. He's like the best great white hope out there, man. And I got him on my team. He's just a point machine, but he went down. So, man, I am struggling big time at running back, man. Giovanni Bernard for my new favorite Cincinnati Bengal team is amping it up. And he did very well for me last week. But the damn Bengals have a bye this week, man. I got a damn man crush on damn Joe Burrow. Kid's the real deal out there in Cincinnati. But today, all eyes on Green Bay and the 49ers. And right off the bat here, let's go back to the numbers here, because we do got a couple of damn two college football teams. We got Utah State going up against Nevada at 7 p.m. today on Fox Sports. And then we got on CBS, I guess this is going to be televised, huh? Wyoming and damn Colorado State go up at 9 p.m. I doubt it. That's the CBSS. That's not CBS there. That's damn fake news, man. We're not going to fall for that one, man. But today, November 5th, Little Friday, you know it as Thursday, 9 p.m. West Coast game, Wyoming and damn Colorado State. I got opinions on all these games, including the NFL one, and let's get to it right away. Let's see what the line is here for Thursday night football in America tonight, giving us a little bit of a distraction from this damn election, that they don't want to give us the damn results. It's a tight game in there in the presidential race. And we'll keep our eye on it. We're not going to talk about it on this segment of the show. We talked about it for a whole damn 30 minutes on the first side. And you notice that we got cut off by Anchor, man. They don't play around. 30 minutes is 30 minutes. We went into 29 minutes and 57 seconds. We couldn't shut the hell up. They had to cut us off, man. They brought us to a commercial right away there. But your boy Roy's back, SRQ Talk, SRQ Sports Show Edition here. The latter 30 minutes we called the flip side, the other side, the second half. And the Packers are visiting the 49ers today. Packers are damn favorite 7. That's because of all the injuries with the 49ers, man. The Packers -7, over under 48.5. And I got to tell you, man, the Green Bay Packers, it started at -2.5, went to 5.5, went to 6, 7.5, and now it's laying at 7. Don't know. It's not like they're damn mannequins over there in the 49ers, but they ain't going to have anything on the I even like the under in this game, and that's what my lock is. There you go. Not that I'm rooting for a boring game, but I'm saying under 48.5. It's your lock of the day. Your boy Roy, SRQ Talk. We are a measly 55%. Let me tell you the exact numbers here. We're 55%, and what are the current numbers? We were like, there we go. Where are we? As of November 3rd, which was on Tuesday, we didn't give you a lock yesterday on Wednesday game because we only had a rare 26-minute show yesterday on episode 18. You're locked into season 2, episode 19 here. Lock it up with your boy Roy. We are 34-28. Not good enough for the Jersey people. The Jersey people, when we were at 81%, an unprecedented 11-2 get out of the gate, the Jersey boys were all over us. We slipped down to reality, down to 67%. And guess what? Jersey boys still tuned in. Numbers were going off the chain in the state of New Jersey. And now we're a measly 55%. The Jersey boys say, listen, damn punk, you loudmouth on the podcast over there in Florida, you're not good enough. We can listen to anybody at 55%, and I got to tell you, I damn agree with them. Don't listen. Bet against me then. Why don't you listen and bet against me there? I'm 34-28, measly damn 55%, but socially acceptable in the gambling world, in the circle here. Packers, 49ers, guess what? Your boy Roy's calling the damn under at 48%. Run to the window. 49ers are going to have a hard time, okay, scoring the ball. There'll probably be a lot of running with JaMychal damn Hasty that I can't pick up because he's already picked up. People are amped up on my team, on my league, man. They're not playing around. So there you go. We're calling that one as our first lock of the day. We're trying to get the 60% under 48.5 in the 49er Packer game. And that's ballsy. Those games usually go way over, but we're going to go under 48.5. We don't like giving 7. We think that's a damn trap, okay? That's a little suspicious there, okay? 7. I mean, they're not damn mannequins, okay, over there in San Francisco. They got some kind of talent over there. I'm gonna give credit to the damn coaching over there in San Francisco as well. We'll go under 48.5 there. We'll probably see a 31-10 game or something like that, even though that would be covering the 7. But we don't trust it, man. We're going to keep our eye on the time so that we don't get bounced out of here like we did on the first half of the show and they cut us off. We had some college games, I told you. We got damn Utah State against Nevada. Now, Utah State has started 0-2 on the year, and damn Nevada, where the damn numbers aren't in, and they're slow pacing it over there, and damn the desert. I guess when it's a damn 110 degrees out there, you know, things are a little slow out there in the desert, but the presidential numbers aren't in, and we're, even though it's only 6 damn electoral votes, you know, we need damn Nevada to amp it up, man. They play tonight. They've started 2-0, and they're a damn 17.5 point favorite. Are you kidding me? Another team that's not mannequins is damn Utah State. And guess what? Nevada is too distracted. Even their young players, their damn millennials, are distracted, okay, with this whole voting thing in Nevada. And guess what? I'm gobbling the 17.5. I hope I don't choke on them. I'm grabbing 17.5 in Utah State, and I damn strongly recommend you to do the same. That's going to be our second lock of the day here, Little Friday, Thursday, November 5th, 2020. Your boy Roy SRQ Talk is calling. Gobbling. It's Turkey Day. It's November. It's Thanksgiving, baby. And Vegas is giving you 17.5. I'm going to take them proudly. And talk away, Utah State. I'll be locked in at 7 p.m. on Fox Sports Network. I'll have my Utah State gear on, man. And at 9 o'clock, right after this game, it's damn Wyoming and Colorado State. He hits the bugle button. I do whatever I want when your numbers are off the chain in St. Pete, Fort Myers, Sarasota, damn Miami, damn Sucios down in a damn 305. They love me over there, man. They better. I paved the path for them there, living there 28 years, man, in the 90s, baby, when it wasn't all amped up and Democratic. I saw that you voted for Biden on there, Miami-Dade County and Broward County and Fort Lauderdale, all Biden lovers, man. They all want socialism. They all want handouts, I guess, over there, or either that or they just hate Trump like damn poison. That's one or the other. But anyway, we're going to go, you know, Wyoming is laying 3 to Colorado State, and guess what? Your boy Roy's a damn Cowboy fan here. Not the damn Dallas Cowboys, the Wyoming Cowboys, baby. I'm going laying 3 here against Colorado State, and there you go, keeping you in the know lock of the day. We're 34-28, a mediocre 55%. Bet against us if you want. We're going the under in the NFL Thursday night game against the Packers and 49ers. We're going damn under 48.5. I suggest you do too or bet against me either which way. In college, yeah, we know college around here. And we damn know Utah State's not that bad. We're going to grab them over the distracted damn Nevada team there. We're going to grab the 17.5 with Utah State, your second lock of the day, SRQ Talk. And then just to wrap it up, just to give you a damn trifecta, and you can parlay it, tease it, go against us, do anything you want here. We're not going to judge you or defriend you because you voted for Trump. Wyoming and Colorado State, guess what? The Wyoming Cowboys are amped up. They're laying a field goal, laying 3 against them, over under 54. That might be a snow game, one of those crazy-ass Thursday night snow games. It's not on any major network. What it's saying here, this damn fake news that I refer to every once in a while, is telling me CBSS, whatever the damn else that is. I have no idea, but I do know that I'm laying the three, taking Wyoming, and there you go. That's your trifecta here. Don't tell me I don't give you anything. Show sponsored to you by WagerLock.com. Maybe I'll reach out to them and pay my $19.99 and see what their lock of the day is. It makes me a little curious. It really does. All right, so that's that, halfway through the show, because your time flies with your boy Roy here, man. Little Friday, episode damn 19, man. I know the damn word police, but you said 18 on last segment. It's damn 19, bitch. I have a right to correct myself. I'm only human. I make the mistakes. And guess what? This is not your regular direct edited, all scripted radio, trying to be funny on the damn radio, trying to have some hot horror. Oh, I sound so sexy. No, you don't, baby. You don't got to sound sexy to get numbers. I'm proof of that. My numbers are off at the damn chain. Keeps hitting the bugle, though. It drives me nuts. Yep. Go blow it out your damn ass, all right? We're amped up, man, and we're all anxiety-ridden here. We can't get the election numbers this very important election day. And I honestly can't believe you bastard. You love Biden, man. I can't believe. I got hats off to Sleepy Joe, man, for making this a race. Making it a race, man. You got Trump shaking in his boots, man. But it might be a damn deja vu from 2016 where you thought you had it won. And then here comes, Trump to take it away from you. And we'll hear a lot of this and all that crap, okay? Yeah. Uh-huh, you damn babies. Just like Blake Snell and the whole damn choking dog St. Petersburg Rays. When my numbers are off the damn chain in St. Petersburg, man. I thank everybody at St. Petersburg. Guess who else I thank? I don't know if they listen to this half of the show, but the damn women are amped up at 63% listening to your boy Roy here. Of course they are. All their men want to do is damn play Madden and play the little ops games and play little Mario Brothers, little boy games, man. Instead of playing with your chick, man, amp it up. Give her some attention. Women need attention. You got to make them laugh, man. Chuckle. Make them laugh, man. You gotta go, yeah, go damn juggle for them, man. I don't know what to tell you. What I can tell you, it's damn Little Friday here. We're amped up and we're still waiting for the damn election numbers. I gave you three locks. Oh, you need it again? I told you, under 48.5 in the Packer 49er game. We're going to gobble since it's November, my favorite holiday damn month of Thanksgiving. Vegas is giving you 17.5. I'm taking Utah State over that damn Nevada, distracted, holding up the numbers in the presidential race, man. And you better check the numbers over there, man. I know Vegas loves Trump. Biden must be, it might be, he's a state away from being your damn 46th U.S. president elected by the people here, man. And you know what? I'm going to take the result anyway. I should damn move out to Costa Rica or damn to Colombia because that's one of my 9 damn countries. I should go to the damn U.K. Maybe I will go to the U.K., man. Pack my things up. Have another midlife crisis and pack it up, man. He hits the bugle button so much. I'm doing it on purpose just to get under your skin because you can't stop listening to your boy. That's right. His show's always the same. We gave you three locks, and I told you, damn, we're a Cowboy fan. Not that damn Dallas Cowboys. We're the damn Wyoming Cowboys, baby. Laying the three against Colorado State. There you go. You got three fantasy, man. There's not much to tell you. A lot of these players, they're telling me to damn pick up. It's not happening, man. My people are like amped up on my league, man. They're vultures, man. Zach Thomas, that guy's been on someone's team for the last 3 weeks. Jamichael damn Hasty from the Niners tonight, you know, because Tevin Coleman can't get on the damn field and stay on there. They're telling me to go pick up DJ Dallas. Go blow it out your ass. I don't want DJ Dallas. You know, even though Carlos Hyde is out, you got damn Chris Carlson. He's going to take most of the carries, man. I'm not that desperate, all right, to be grabbing DJ damn Dallas, okay, that we've never even damn heard of. We have to Google be an avatar. I got my own problems at running back, man. I'm going with damn Burkhead on Monday Night Football, man. I hope he runs all over the damn Jets. And guess who else I picked up? I picked up the damn New England defense, too, starting them against that damn Dreco and 8 Jets, man. Guys are horrible. Yeah, and I sat your damn Perrine guy. I actually dropped his ass, okay? Yeah, he's out there in the damn waiver. I might have to pick up Perrine again, man. No, I don't, because I got damned, D.K. Dobbins from the damn Baltimore Ravens. They're finally giving the kid the ball. The kid's Mac Daddy, man. Keep giving him the ball, man. Honestly, I mean, Ingram is out. Who else you got? You got Edwards? Give me a break, man. Give that kid a D.K. Dobbins showing that he can run the ball, man. But there you go. You got your three sets of things. It's not much on an NFL fantasy level, man. Tune into the game. We hope we get the election numbers out of the way. I do want to thank everybody, including my two sponsors. Go to our local t-shirt company there online, srqt-shirts.com. They sponsored the first half of the show, and I do thank them for that. And wagerlock.com, if you need a get out of 6 feet under, you need a winner like we all do sometimes, or if you want to just put the dirt over your bookie because you buried them, bury them some more, or start off the week right, go to wagerlock.com, get a guaranteed lock for $19.99. If it doesn't come in for some damn reason, they're going to refund your money. Wagerlock.com. Lock it up. Thank you for tuning in. I'm your boy, Roy, SRQ Talk. We'll have an all football Friday show plus all fishing show announced earlier in the week. Go ahead and let me hear from you at srqtalk@gmail.com or by visiting our website at www.srqtalk.com. Hit the message button and you're off to the races. 60 seconds they'll give you. And if you're any good, your boy Roy's going to make you SRQ Talk famous. Play it on the air for my audience. I like to thank my audience. Thank you for downloading. Thank you for smashing the play button. There is no more. We will be looking out for you on an all football Friday fishing show. Lock it up. All I got to say is to be nice to someone. Now go out there, and I can't tell you to go vote, but go out there and be nice to someone. Everybody have a good afternoon. It's your boy, Roy, logging it up.
Oh, thank you.